Tarea 2.
In 2007, musicians Glenn Hansard and Marketa Urglava teamed up for what was supposed to be just a small independent film called Once, a project which ended up becoming an Oscar-winning hit. In addition to starring in the film, the duo took home the Oscar that year for Best Original Song. Marketa, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And Glenn, nice to have you on as well.
Thanks, Tavis.
I tried to just give a little taste of this Disneyland sort of story. I mean, you come together for a little small project and all this Oscar madness happens. Take me back a few years ago and how all of this, tell me how this came to be.
Well, my friend John Carney, who used to play bass in my band, he wanted to make a busker film, which was roughly, I suppose, based around my experience, because mm-hmm. I was a busker before I met John, mm-hmm. and had come to me a few times and interviewed me in a very, you know, relaxed way, like having a cup of tea, be like, so tell me a little bit more about busking and, you know, what would your average day be like, or, you know, and I would tell him, like, I would give him anecdotal stuff, and he wrote a script that he then went and got some interest in from local people. And he had Cillian Murphy, this very famous Irish actor who was going to play the part, and that was kind of his ace, because this actor is like a, you know, he's a big deal mm-hmm. in Ireland. And he was looking, you know, so the project grew legs, and he was looking to, he got to the point where he was casting and he wanted me to write songs for him, which was great, I was very happy. Mm-hmm. And he was looking for an Eastern European piano player. He needed a girl about 35 years old, and I knew Mar from being in Czech Republic. I knew Mar's parents, and I said, I know a girl, and myself and Mar have been playing together a lot, you know, playing mm-hmm. gigs and stuff in Czech. And so I know a girl who could possibly be fit the bill, but she's only 17, but she's brilliant. And John was like, well, let me see her. And so myself and Mar organized a gig and we played in Ireland. And he came to see us and he cast Mar in, as the female in this film. So he had Cillian and he had Mar, and it was like, and everything was moving ahead, and I think he'd like to get $1 million. Someone was going to give mm-hmm. $1 million to make this film. And then, to make a long story short, Cillian pulled out about, you know, a month before we start shooting, which destroyed the project, because the money got pulled. Of course, the producers weren't interested anymore because Cillian being the star. And so John then had to kind of quickly rethink the whole situation, and was so happy with the script he had and was so happy with the songs and was so happy with Mar that we had to rethink. And he said, why don't you play? It seems obvious that you play, because your connection with Mar is quite real and these songs were written with Mar. So why don't we just... It almost was like, he said, it's almost like a blessing, mm-hmm. weirdly. Why don't you come in and play the role? And I guess, you know, I panicked with the idea for about 5 minutes.
I was about to ask, you weren't intimidated by that? You have a huge star.
Yeah.
That's like me filling in for Denzel or something, you know? Yeah. You didn't have any intimidation about this?
No, I did. I did. I honestly was freaked out, and I just thought, like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to let him down. My biggest concern was letting him down. Right. Letting, you know, but so I agreed to do it. Mara actually encouraged me to do it. She said, you know, because she said it'd be a lot easier to act with someone I know rather than someone I don't. So we went and we made once, and we had to find more. We had to find money, and John borrowed €120,000. Part from the Arts Council in Ireland and part from a few friends that he knew.
Right.
And we made once in 3 weeks on two handycams. We didn't get any licenses. We shot it all illegally. the whole thing happened in this very simple way, like 17 days of shooting in Grafton Street in January. It was freezing cold. The script was basically very organic in that it was happening as we were going. John had a very clear idea what we wanted to do, but he was letting us improvise. And what ended up happening was that lovely thing where necessity made the film.
Yeah.
We only had the crew, because everyone was working for free.
Sure.
We only had the crew for X amount of time, and everybody just pulled together. And it was one of those great harmonious things that happened where the film ended up being this beautiful, simple thing as a result of everyone's energy, you know.
So I've been trying to tell these guys for 6 years now, if they work for free, it can be a lot more harmonious. Get a lot more done, might win some awards around here if they only work for free. I haven't convinced them of that as yet. Since he calls you Mar, what do you make of the fact that you get recommended by your friend and all this just opens up for you?
I feel blessed, honestly, because I never grew up with an idea of being a professional musician or for that to be something I do for a living. And when Glenn walked into my life and kind of invited me to share the stage with him, already that was amazing for me. And I used to kind of, at the time, even when I made the film, I was still in school, you know. Mm-hmm. So for me, any excuse to get out of school and play music was just brilliant. So I used to feel so grateful and fortunate for the fact that I can play music and travel with Glenn. And then when the film happened and all the success, it just feels... I definitely think that there's got to be some amount of magic involved, otherwise it couldn't have happened, because it was so fortunate, and I feel really, really blessed and grateful for the way things have gone.
That's why I said Disneyland. It came together
absolutely.
Like a magical story. Where's your award? Where do you keep it?
We actually got our parents over for the Oscars, and they were leaving day after the ceremony and just took the Oscars with them.
So you win it one day, and your parents take it home the next day.
Exactly. Yeah.
We got to have them in the bed in the hotel room for one night.
Yeah. In 2007, musicians Glenn Hansard and Marketa Urglava teamed up for what was supposed to be just a small independent film called Once, a project which ended up becoming an Oscar-winning hit. In addition to starring in the film, the duo took home the Oscar that year for Best Original Song. Marketa, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And Glenn, nice to have you on as well.
Thanks, Tavis.
I tried to just give a little taste of this Disneyland sort of story. I mean, you come together for a little small project and all this Oscar madness happens. Take me back a few years ago and tell me how this came to be.
Well, my friend John Carney, who used to play bass in my band, he wanted to make a busker film, which was roughly, I suppose, based around my experience, because I was a busker before I met John, and had come to me a few times and interviewed me in a very, you know, relaxed way, like having a cup of tea, be like, so tell me a little bit more about busking, and, you know, what would your average day be like, or, you know, and I would tell him, like, I would give him anecdotal stuff, and he wrote a script that he then went and got some interest in from local people. And he had Cillian Murphy, this very famous Irish actor who was going to play the part. And that was kind of his ace, because this actor is like a, you know, he's a big deal mm-hmm. in Ireland. And he was looking, you know, so the project grew legs. And he was looking to, he got to the point where he was casting and he wanted me to write songs for him, which was great. I was very happy. Mm-hmm. And he was looking for an Eastern European piano player. He needed a girl about 35 years old. And I knew Mar from being in Czech Republic. I knew Mar's parents. And I said, I know a girl, and myself and Mar have been playing together a lot, you know, playing mm-hmm. gigs and stuff in Czech. And I said, I know a girl who could possibly fit the bill, but she's only 17, but she's brilliant. And John was like, well, let me see her. And so myself and Mar organized a gig and we played in Ireland. And he came to see us and he cast Mar as the female in this film. So he had Cillian and he had Mar, and it was like, and everything was moving ahead. And I think he'd like to get $1 million. Someone was going to give him $1 million to make this film. And then, to make a long story short, Cillian pulled out about, you know, a month before we started shooting, which destroyed the project, because the money got pulled. Of course, the producers weren't interested anymore because Cillian being the star. And so John then had to kind of quickly rethink the whole situation, and was so happy with the script he had, and was so happy with the songs, and was so happy with Mar, that we had to rethink. And he said, why don't you play? It seems obvious that you play, because your connection with Mar is quite real, and these songs were written with Mar, so why don't we just... It almost was like, he said, it's almost like a blessing, mm-hmm. weirdly. Why don't you come in and play the role? And I guess, you know, I panicked with the idea for about 5 minutes.
I was about to ask, you weren't intimidated by that? You have a huge star.
Yeah.
That's like me filling in for Denzel or something, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't have any intimidation about this?
No, I did. I did. Honestly, I was freaked out. And I just thought, like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to let him down. My biggest concern was letting him down. Right. Letting, you know. But so I agreed to do it. Mar actually encouraged me to do it. She said, you know, because she said it'd be a lot easier to act with someone I know rather than someone I don't. So we went and we made once, and we had to find more. We had to find money. And John borrowed €120,000. Part from the Arts Council in Ireland and part from a few friends that he knew.
Right.
And we made once in 3 weeks on two handycams. We didn't get any licenses. We shot it all illegally. the whole thing happened in this very simple way, like 17 days of shooting in Grafton Street in January. It was freezing cold. The script was basically very organic in that it was happening as we were going. John mm-hmm. had a very clear idea what we wanted to do, but he was letting us improvise. And what ended up happening was that lovely thing where necessity made the film.
Yeah.
We only had the crew, because the crew, everyone was working for free.
Sure.
We only had the crew for X amount of time, and everybody just pulled together. And it was one of those great harmonious things that happened where the film ended up being this beautiful, simple thing yeah. as a result of everyone's energy, you know.
So I've been trying to tell these guys for 6 years now, if they work for free, it could be a lot more harmonious. Get a lot more done, might win some awards around here if they only work for free. I haven't convinced them of that as yet. But since he calls you Mar, Mar, what do you make of the fact that you get recommended by your friend and all this just opens up for you?
I feel blessed, honestly, because yeah. I never grew up with an idea of being a professional musician or for that to be something I do for a living. And when Glenn walked into my life and kind of invited me to share the stage with him, already that was amazing for me. And I used to kind of, at the time, even when I made the film, I was still in school, you know. Mm-hmm. So for me, any excuse to get out of school and play music was just brilliant. So I used to feel so grateful and fortunate for the fact that I can play music and travel with Glenn. And then when the film happened and all the success, it just feels... I definitely think that there's got to be some amount of magic involved, otherwise yeah. it couldn't have happened, because it was so fortunate, and I feel really, really blessed and grateful for the
way
things have gone.
That's why I said Disneyland. It came together
Absolutely.
Like a magical story. Where's your award? Where do you keep it?
We actually got our parents over for the Oscars, and, yeah. and they were leaving day after the ceremony and just took the Oscars with them.
So you win it one day and your parents take it home the next
exactly,
day.
Exactly, yeah.
We got to have them in the hotel room for one night.
Yeah.